Well, joining me now on the line from Manchester is Mr. Jahangir Mohammed, Director of the Centre for Muslim Affairs. Welcome to the Top Five, Mr. Mohammed. First of all, do you agree that there is rising extremism now in Myanmar? How true is that? And if so, who is responsible for it?
Well, I think extremism is probably the wrong word for this. There is a long-standing hatred of Rohingya Muslims within Myanmar, and this is not just amongst the general population, the Buddhist population there, but this is a state-sponsored program to wipe out, as your reporter pointed out rightly, to wipe out the Muslims in Myanmar. To call it extremism is quite mild. You know, this is a brute religious cleansing by Buddhists who want to create a pure Buddhist state. This is actually a terrible form of fascism which exists within amongst the Buddhist community there. The hatred is very deep, and incidents like this over the last few years, they've seen that nothing has been done, nobody's bothered, and this will just give them more confidence to carry out their programs of cleansing of Muslims within Myanmar.
Yes, and Mr. Mohammed, quickly before we leave you, would you say that the state in Myanmar is simply ignoring what's going on, or is it even involved in what's going on directly?
Well, it's the state's duty to protect its citizens. You know, the argument that they would cause more casualties if they intervened, no state comes up with that argument unless those who actually run the state apparatus, the military, the police, actually sympathize and empathize with those who are carrying out the violence. And that's the reality. This is a state program. The hatred runs deep. It runs deep within the military, within the police. And they don't want to take any action against the Buddhist community. They, too, unfortunately, want to see Muslims expelled from Myanmar or eliminated from Myanmar. And therefore, you know, we can't just say this is a war between different communities. The state has a duty to protect those citizens. It's clearly not doing that, and the international community is not doing that either. Some way of protecting the Myanmar Muslims needs to be found.
Mr. Jahangir Mohammed, Director of the Centre for Muslim Affairs, with us on the line from Manchester. Thank you very much.